And let's check in now on Wall Street. A day after the Dow Jones fell 602 points, driven by a 5% decline in Apple stock, concerns about a strengthening dollar and Brexit, and reports that the White House is considering new auto tariffs on overseas cars. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, co-host of Velshi and Rule. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Robin.
So Apple, stripped of its golden status as a trillion-dollar company yesterday. What is going on here? Does everyone have their iPhone?
Well, that's one of the things that could be happening. The second one is that a company that makes the technology for the face recognition function has cut its outlook for 2019. Now, this is a company. It's called Lumentum. It deals with a lot of other tech companies, but we know that Apple is probably its biggest customer. So if the person supplying that technology, the company supplying that technology, says things are going to slow down, investors are reading that into Apple slowing down. But again, Facebook, Amazon, Google, Netflix, all of these tech companies, which have been riding high for a long time, are in correction territory. And that's part of the problem, that the tech stocks that have been, in some people's opinion, overvalued for some time are now coming back down to earth.
We love how you do the detective work here, because apparently this company that makes the facial recognition said it received a request from one of its biggest customers to reduce shipments. And
right.
Everybody said, that's Apple, you know, and that's kind of the detective work you have to do. But then it impacts the market.
Right. And Apple is specifically listed by Lumentum as its largest customer in its annual filing. So it might not be Apple, but if you were Lumentum, you'd want to make sure that you don't mislead the market on this. Or if this happens, you might want to come out and say it's not Apple, and they haven't done that.
Talk about the surging dollar as investors, you know, maybe are looking at European currencies and want to get out of them, you know, because of Brexit coming. They don't know what that means.
Yeah, so there's a couple things going on. The dollar is lower. Stocks have been quite volatile recently. You know, we had big sell-offs. Then we had, you know, prices coming back up. And it seems to move in and around the concerns about rising interest rates in the United States. As our interest rates go higher, as they've been going, the dollar becomes a more attractive currency, because all things being equal, if the interest rates are high, you move your money into a safe currency where interest rates are high, you make more money on it. Then there's the idea that other currencies are weakening a little bit, but combine that with this concern about a growing trade war, and lump on top of all of that the possibility of a global economic slowdown, which people say may come, and commodity prices are influencing the that thinking. This is all contributing to investors saying, maybe the stock market's not the safest place for me right now.
When you say trade war, it was Axios that first reported that President Trump has been telling his aides that, you know, he thinks that these tariffs on overseas-made cars are, you know, the best negotiating tactics, a 25% tariff. Markets are not liking that?
No, because every time the president threatens that or imposes these things, other countries, and this is the part that he never talks about, other countries impose tariffs on the United States. That's why we have too many soybeans in the United States right now. That's why we have too much bacon. If you're buying soybeans and bacon, that's really good for you. But if you're exporting or you work in these industries and auto, you're a little bit worried. We've got major industrial companies like Caterpillar saying their sales are down, their prices are going up, and that's what's got investors worried.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, explaining it to us. He's also co-host of Velshi and Rule. Ali, thanks as always.
Thanks, Robin.